Be back.
Yeah.
2024.
You know what time it is.
Headlines.
From Robin the Town.
The headline king. Best media rapper alive.
That's right.
Yeah, I got something for you.
That heat.
I got that heat for you.
That heat.
Yeah.
It's a new year, but have no fear. Rob is still kicking. Brand new headlines all up in your ear. Word to Craig Mack. Sit back and relax and defer your opinions like Otani's tax. I dodge her attacks. You can't cancel me. I collect a service fee on the block like TMZ with my New York Post. So much power in these streets, they calling me ghost. So let's have a toast to the headline king. You know my ride and my queen. Used to be a Lexus. Then we got the Panamera. So the world can catch us. They just bless us. No shade room. No Aaron Rodgers shrooms or big perk buffoon. Just Rob on the Zoom calling out the clones. So please stay tuned. BSO would never fold. My chips are all in and I'm standing tall. Because I know all your signs, Jim Harbaugh.
So earlier this week, I told the streets, I told them that no matter what you think is going to happen, you need to stop thinking about it because it's not going to happen to Trump. Trump is not going to pay for his sins. There is no karma in this world, okay? There's nothing that's going to happen to Trump. No matter how many cases, no matter how many trials, no matter how many accusations, no matter how many of this, it's never going to happen. If anything, all of that may make him become the president for the second time. No matter what's going on, nothing's going to happen to Trump. So stop tripping off of him. Stop worrying about it. Stop going online and say, today is today. It's not today. Today is not today, and it's not going to be today. Now, somebody said, well, Rob, you're wrong. Look what happened to Diddy. Look what happened to Puff Daddy. Harlem, look what happened to Diddy. That's proof that karma is real, Rob. And I said, no, that's proof that Diddy's black. Okay? That's the difference. I thought that was understood, but clearly it was not understood. And I have to point it out to you directly, okay? When I say karma is not real, I'm talking about white people, okay? Not talking about black people, talking about white people, okay? Black people can always get it. We should know that by now. We can always get it. They can always get us because there's nothing that scares white people more than black wealth, because black wealth can be passed down to generations to generations to generations. Generational wealth, that's what they don't want. The rich want to keep people poor. I was reading an article about Caitlin Clark, CC. Caitlin Clark comes from Iowa. Family seems to be okay, but not rich, right? Caitlin Clark went somewhere. They paid for a dinner. They gave her some free stuff. They gave her some cash. They gave her a couple of bags. They gave her courtside seats. Everything was free. CC was like, oh, this is how the rich people stay rich. Yes. Yes. The rich people get more free stuff. In an ideal world, poor people would get free stuff. We can't even get diversity hires. So nothing's going to happen to Trump. But Diddy. Listen. Diddy's black. Bill Cosby. Mr. Huxtable. You couldn't get no cleaner than Bill Cosby. You talk about the Cosby Show. A lot of you weren't alive to understand how big the Cosby Show. They called Bill Cosby America's dad, a black man in bad sweaters. They called him America's dad. And they took him down. He's black. Black person can always get it. R. Kelly. Everybody knew about R. Kelly for years. This ain't like R. Kelly stuff just popped up one day. We knew R. Kelly back when he was in the group singing Honey Love. Look at Aaliyah's cover. It's R. Kelly in the background creeping. Age ain't nothing but a number. The man is telling you in the songs. They got him. He's black man. He can always get you if you're black man. Yeah, did he? Oh, yeah, he's black. But white people, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Trump did all the stuff that he did. Diddy, for what we have been alleged, the freak parties and all that stuff, he wasn't messing with the Russians. He wasn't hiding secret documents. Trump was hiding secret documents and said, hey, Trump, we're going to come over to your house. And if you don't mind, because you have the documents that you stole, and we'll see, can you have them put them in a little box for us? And we're going to tell you 2 months in advance. We're going to tell you 2 months in advance. So you can have those secret documents that nobody's supposed to see. But we're going to tell you 2 months in advance before we come to your crib. Diddy, they showed up like Diddy was a damn terrorist. They had SWAT and FBI. They showed up like Diddy had plans to blow up a building. He's black. That's the difference. You're black, they can always get you. They can always get you. And they're always looking out for you. Don't want you, if you're with them, that's cool. You start going against them, better watch out. They'll come and get you. That's the difference. Trump can do all of this to become president again. I asked a racist person this one time. I said, I ain't racist person. I said, if Barack Obama did everything that Trump was accused of, do you really think he'd be president? And the racist was like, nah, we can only do that. He's racist. Nah, we can only do that. We can only get away with that. Trump's been getting away with this for 50 years. Since he was in his 20s. Man, 70 years old now. And now all of a sudden you think karma is real. Karma's not real. Karma's not real. You reap what you sow. No, no, that's not it. A lot of your favorite athletes are the most horrible people in the world. But they living a great life. If you honestly knew some of your favorite athletes on a personal level, you would be like, my God. If you knew some of the stuff that they've done behind the scenes, you'd be like, my goodness. And I'm talking about all sports. Basketball, football, baseball, hockey, soccer, horse racing. You should see what they do to them damn horses. You should see what they do to them horses. You don't know these people. People was getting on Anthony Mackie, right? Because the Husky girl was like, hey, I went to Anthony Mackie. You know why? You know why it freaks people out when stuff like Anthony Mackie happens? Because Anthony Mackie is like, no, I'm going to be real. I'm going to be my actual self, right? Now, you might not rock with that, but instead of faking it, and then when something happens, you're like, damn, I can't believe Anthony Mackie did that. Yeah, no. That's why when they said it, say, hey, look, Anthony Mackie done told y'all 100 times. Don't expect 101 to be different. Don't expect 101 to be different. You got to understand that. There is no karma. It's cutthroat out here. People will watch you succeed, watch you happy. Watch you living your life. You're not even thinking about these people. And there's people right now, I guarantee you, I guarantee you, that are like, we're going to take them down. My man Nick Hamilton said, yeah, Anthony Mackie's a jerk. You know something? He is. But he told you. He told you in advance. My man Nick Hamilton, I'll follow Nick Hamilton. My man, if it's in LA, Nick Hamilton's going to be, he's right up there in Shohei Ohtani's face like, oh, God. See, Shohei Ohtani, see what happened to Shohei Ohtani and see what's going to happen to Michael Porter's brother. See what's going to happen to Michael Porter's brother, see what happened to Shohei Ohtani. It just depends on who you are. Depends on who you know. Depends on who got your back. If you have any success, there's going to be people coming to get you. Pure Leaf. There's no karma. There's no, I'm going to leave it. You know, listen, and I'm not trying to mess with your religion or anything like that. I believe anybody want to believe what they want to believe is great. I respect that. I respect everybody's religion, whatever it is. I respect it. But I'm a man of logic, right? And logic tells me that religion is screwed up in the sense that Why are these people suffering? You know why? Why are these people? Why are these people suffer? The nice people. Why the nice people suffer? Why are the nice people suffering? I see nice people suffering all the time. All the time. Who's helping them? Who's helping them? Jay Knight said, Ohtani gets swept. Of course. In the face of baseball. Let me ask you a question. Do you think if that instead of Michael Porter's brother, that was LeBron James or Kyrie, well, maybe Kyrie, but if it was Jokic or somebody like that, you think that would ever came out? No. You'd have never heard about. There's things, trust me, there are things that you have never heard about that have never hit the light of day for the betterment of the leagues. The betterment of the leagues. There's things you ain't never heard of that's for the betterment of the leagues. Look, EP, you're 100% right. Nobody cared about R. Kelly until he wasn't making no hits anymore. He wasn't making no money for the studio anymore. He wasn't relevant anymore. Nobody came after Bill Cosby until he was an old man. Nobody came after Bill Cosby until he was an old man. Diddy? What hit has Diddy had in the last 10 years? Don't get me wrong. Diddy's always been relevant. But his time as, you know, he is rich now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not when he was making the record labels millions and millions of dollars. This is not like when Sean John was making millions and millions of dollars. And even that liquor was like, nah, they ain't making us as much money as we think. Let's go ahead and kick that out too. Now all of a sudden you're vulnerable. You're vulnerable now because all the people that you put on, oh, they done moved on now. They not relevant anymore. So they don't have to hide anything. They don't have... Bill Cosby doing pudding commercials. This is Bill Cosby. If Bill Cosby can get it, you can get it. If you look like Bill Cosby. And Bill Cosby, maybe there is a little karma because he used to talk about the rappers and stuff all the time. But the fact of the matter is you're never safe if you're black. Never. It's a constant paranoia that you have to deal with. And it's not an excuse. And since they to do wrongdoing. What I'm saying is that your margin of error as a black person in the world is minute compared to a white person, which is this big. It's huge. It's huge. Like, remember when Trump was like, I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and still get elected? He wasn't lying. He wasn't lying. If Trump right now shot somebody, and even it could be video of him shooting them, just walking down the street. And Trump said, I was threatened, I self-defense. He get off. You have a video of George Floyd being murdered in HD. As clear as can be in the middle of the day. There is absolutely nothing in the world that would have, on that day, that would have killed him on that day. Besides a knee to the neck. And you still got people saying, he didn't do it. It was the drugs. It was the fentanyl. It was all this stuff. That's what killed him. That's if I got asthma and somebody's choking me to death, it's not the asthma that killed me. It's the person that was choking me. But to this day, shout out to Deontay Wilder, people will say, oh no, oh no. It was this. It was the drugs. It was the drinking and all of this stuff. HD. White people do stuff in HD all the time. HD. You're so concerned about Diddy. And you're so concerned about R. Kelly. You're so concerned about Bill Cosby. You don't see the real enemies that's right in front of your face. The ones that are making them laws. You don't see how they... Because see, that's what it is, the laws. They get you. You don't see that old boy in Florida just dropping law after law after law that's just against black people. Because you too busy worry about what Diddy doing with Young Miami. You worried about that. You got to get your joke off for that. Meanwhile, if you a young lady, they telling you if you try to get an abortion, they gonna send your ass to jail. And who the most single mothers out there? Who are the young moms that are out there? While you over here, you know, making 50, watching 50 Cent and on Instagram, worried about Diddy, these people taking your voting rights away. While you at home, sitting there making fun of Justin Combs in handcuffs, they sitting there saying, you know that job that you're overly qualified for? We're going to make sure that you don't get that job because you're black. We're going to flip it on you. We're going to take away the diversity hires. So now we can go back to hiring average white people that really aren't qualified, but they look like us, so there ain't no pushback from it. So see, why you're doing that, that's what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? That's the difference. That's why it's no karma. These people will come out here and say, we don't want diversity because it's racist against white people. They will say things like HBCUs and affirmative action, all this, without going back and saying, well, why do we have that in the first place? Why do we need a diversity division? Oh, maybe because you got sued because you didn't hire anybody. Maybe you got sued because this woman or this black man or this were overly qualified and they didn't get the job. So you, instead of keep getting sued, you're like, man, we better have an oversight department. But see, the days of Kaepernick are over. See, that's what everybody liked black people for a little bit. You know, we all kneeling and black lives. All that stuff is over now. The Trayvon Martin, people don't move. The white people said they faked it for a while. Remember, they took the knee and they faked it for a while. They never fooled me. They faked it for a while. Now it's back to status quo. Hey, man, let's get our boy back in office. Let's get rid of all of this diversity and inclusion and all of this stuff. Let's get rid of this. Let's get these rich black men out of here. Let's get them out of here, too. You better watch out if you're Jay-Z. They coming for you next, home. I don't know what you did or didn't do, but they come. You better lay low. Don't be suing people. Don't be suing billion-dollar companies. You better lay low, Hov. You sit there with let Beyonce do the country music song and chill out for a while. I don't need to hear from Hov for 2 years. Don't give them any ammo. Because look, it's not just them. It's our own people they looking to take you down. I see it. Jay-Z, we're gonna find something on Jay-Z. Yeah, let's go find something on the other billionaire black man. That, you know, and look, and I'm not no Jay-Z supporter or fan. It's just this. He does some good. I'd rather somebody do some good than no good. He's over there helping some people in the correctional system. Yeah, he's on a yacht. He's doing all this other stuff or whatever. But he's doing some good. Oh, let me take away somebody that's doing some good. Let's take him off the board. Let's let the feds and let's let our own people, let's take him off the board because he's wealthy. Because we're jealous. You don't like to see it. People be flaunting their way. That's why these rappers get shot. Okay. We shoot each other. Because we don't like to see it flaunted in our face. You know, black people have multiple enemies. And suffice to say, you can't say that one of those enemies is not ourselves. And that makes it doubly tough. Imagine if you was a quarterback. And you already have to deal with the defensive line, but you only have four linemen. You didn't have five linemen, you had four linemen. I don't care if you're Patrick Mahomes, Dan Marino, Joe Montana. It's hard to win when you only got four linemen. And they bring in six or seven. That's what it feels like to be black every day. I feel like the additional rusher is a black man, black woman. It's like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be protecting me. You're supposed to have my blind side. I turn around and get sacked. There's somebody that looks just like me. You know how disheartening it is? You looking, you checking over the defense, right? Okay, I see a racist right there. I see somebody prejudiced right there. I see an oppressor right there. I just see a hater right there. That's okay. I got it. Then boom, you look back at how bad. Who did I miss? Oh, this is dude that's mad. I know him. This guy looks just like me. He just sacked me. He's supposed to be protecting me. He's supposed to have my back. And he butt fumbled me. That's what it's like living in. It was what I feel about the hip drop tackle. Well, I mean, anything that doesn't hurt you, you don't want anybody to get hurt. You can find a better way to tackle. Look at some Ray Lewis tape. Where's the white suit, Ray? But look at some Ray Lewis tape. You can learn how to tackle without doing that. Well, where the Michigan fans at? Where the Michigan? Tell me why you're J. They say J.J. McCarthy. They say J.J. McCarthy. McCarthy, he should go top five. You're just an Ohio State alumni. You don't know what you're talking about, J.J. McCarthy. If J.J. McCarthy looked like J.J. Evans, he would be drafted into the third round. It's the truth. You lie to yourself if you don't think that's true. If J.J. McCarthy looked like J.J. Evans, J.J. Evans, he'd be drafted in the third round. It's the truth. It's a good-looking kid. Looks like somebody can put on a damn Wheaties box. Got good arm. That's all it is. Just like Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson looked like he should be in an American Pie movie. That's why he was number two pick. Because he's good looking. Not because of the tape. If Zach was called Big Z, played at Memphis, he'd be a fourth round pick. It's true. I like my white quarterbacks ugly like Brock Purdy. You know, like Tom Brady wasn't that good looking when he came into the league. Peyton Manning's an ugly quarterback. Eli's not good looking either. Joe Montana wasn't great looking. I like my white quarterbacks ugly. Josh Allen, not a good looking guy. Those are the, you know, if a white quarterback's too good looking, he's going to be trash. Tell Mel Kiper to put that in his evaluation. Tell Mel Kiper, like, put, give me Bo Nix, big old forehead and stuff. Yeah, give me Bo, give me Spencer. Well, he's black. Well, never mind. We won't go there. It was J.J. McCarthy should go top five because he made one pass against Ohio State that should have been an interception. He looked at it on tape, Rob. He said it on tape. He said he looked at it on tape, and the guy turned around, and he knew he was like, come on, man. Come on, man. This guy threw one touchdown in a month in four games. One time against a top 10 team. Michigan ran the ball 49,000 times in a row. He threw it eight times. Watch the championship game. They started the championship game. They can't. Bam. 70-yard run. Bam. 40-yard run. Touchdown. Bam. 30-yard run. Touchdown. Shoot, I can play quarterback. Like that. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. And don't get me wrong. I want the young brother to succeed. I heard nothing but good things about him. Seems like a very nice person. Hopefully he's not like Nick Bosa. But top five? Top five? Come on, you have to convince me of that. You have to convince me of that. Somebody was in my DMs. Say, Rob? Say, Rob? You've been talking about a lot of tape lately, basketball, football. You know why? Because the world is effed up, man. Pure leaf. Nobody want to talk about all that depressing stuff. Nobody want to talk about Diddy and all of this stuff. Let's watch some tape. Let's do something fun. What do you think about Diddy? What do you think about Kendrick Lamar and Drake? These guys are 40 years old. Somebody said, Drake has 48 hours to reply. Oh, that's an L for Drake. Drake is worth like $150 million. He's going to be okay. One line is, I don't think he's going to mess up his day. You say Drake's house? I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to be all right. This is not, you know, 1992, and we're battling in a garage, studio apartment, a house party. These guys, all three, J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, combined worth like $500 million. This is no battle. This is not how battle rapping is. This is not LL Cool J and Cool Moe D. These are a bunch of rich guys that are very, very rich that are just saying stuff for really no reason at all. This is that's all. I don't. What are you? I'm, come on, man. I'm 40 plus years old. What do you mean? I was talking about something. We're listening to the future. Come on, man. You got to grow up. You got to grow up. Your default on midnight of a Friday night shouldn't be I'm listening to the future. You got to be better than this. Future kids are grown. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's music. Yeah, I listen to it in the car. But we listen to the future right now. Oh, my God. What am I going to do to listen to the future? Oh, my God. Kendrick Lamar said he's the big me. Wow. He said Prince lived out Michael Jackson. Yeah, they both died in their 50s. That's not a good thing. Neither one of them died the way they should have. Prince died in the damn elevator off of some medication or whatever he was taking. And no telling what they put Mike Jack on. That's not a flex. That's not a good line. I saw somebody write about 5,000 words about it means this and Prince. Come on, man. I know we're bored. I know it's, you know, hip hop's a little bad. But we got to do better than this. We got to do better than this. We're listening to the future. He's 17. You should have a family by now. At this point, from when we started listening to the future, which is what, like 2008? I don't know. You should have a family by now. You should have kids. White picket fence. You should be out watering your lawn. You should be cutting your grass. Listen to the future right now. Future is happening. Really? Really? You need to be talking to your neighbor about getting his hedges trimmed, about the mosquito infestation that's coming this summer. But we listen to the future. We listen to the future. Hey, but craziness is this. This is insane behavior. This is why we're going to have Trump be the president again. Yep. I think he's going to win. Now, don't take that as that I want him to win. It's not a good idea to have an unhinged man in the White House. But let me ask you this, because I hear this a lot. I think Ice Cube and some other people have said this. Caitlin Clark, take the $5 million. Take the $5 million, Caitlin Clark. Take the $5 million. If Ice Cube's giving you, take the five, you're making $76,000 in the WNBA. Ice Cube is offering you $5 million to play 10 games. Take the $5 million. Because you don't know what's going to happen. It only takes one ACL, one back injury. You need to take as much money right now while you're hot as you possibly can. Take it now. Take, because you never know what's going to be in the future. We're not listening to the future. It's the future. Take your $5 million. Take your mil. Whoever's the guy from Barstool off of 10 mil, take the 10 mil. Go play intramurals with Barstool Sports. Somebody offer you $10 million, take it. Take it. A women's basketball player being offered $5, $10, $1 million, $2 million, that don't happen often. Now, hopefully it's a trend and it's starting something new, but I wouldn't count on it. But yeah, I heard Ice Cube say this all the time, or somebody like Ice Cube. They say, the Democrats only care about you every 4 years. And you know, somebody's right. He's right. The Democrats do only care about you only 4 years. But when do the Republicans ever care about you? That's always my question. I've never gotten a good answer for that. The Democrats, yeah, they care about you every, whatever, 2 years, whatever the cycle of voting is. When do the Democrats only care about you when it's time to vote? I'm not disputing that opinion. But when do the Republicans ever care about you? When? Ever? At all? When have they ever done anything for you? Think about it. Let me tell you how Trump messed y'all up. Trump's smart guy. Don't get me wrong. Not admirable, but he's a smart guy. Let me tell you how he's smart. He said, listen, this is what I do. I give these people $1,200, right? And maybe they won't pay attention to the rich people getting $1 million loans for COVID. And don't really need it. They won't see that Tom Brady got $1 million COVID loan that he didn't have to pay back. They won't see all the senators and all the senators' husbands and the House of Representatives, all the politicians, the mayors, the governor's wife. They won't see all of them taking out $1 million, $2 million, $5 million loans and getting those waived off, don't have to pay it. But then you know what we'll do? This is what we'll do then. What we'll do is the black people that try to scam the system but don't have the proper lawyers to know how to do it, we'll send them to jail for 3 years for scam. A difference between a successful con man and a non-successful con man are attorneys. That's the only difference. If you wanted to con the COVID system, you needed an attorney and a tax attorney. And you need to say, hey, I have a business. This is what I do. I don't really need any money. But legally, how much can I get and legally not have to worry about it? The attorney would have sat down, looked at all your paperwork and everything, said, okay, y'all do this, maybe buy something here, do that. You can get $300,000. Okay, cool. $300,000, a lot of money, right? Legally, free. All you have to do is start up an LLC. You could have been selling lipstick. Could have got 100 G's free if you had a good lawyer, right? Selling lipstick, selling sunglasses. Could have got 100 G's, 200 G's, 50,000, 20,000, whatever it was, been more than what you had before, it would have been free. But no. See, they know that we don't have to, we're not thinking. We're just thinking cash. We're not thinking attorneys, right? So what do? We got our LLC for our sunglasses, and we asked for $1.5 million. Bank says, sure. Don't got nothing to do with us. Here, take your $1.5 million. Give you $1.5 million. And then just sit back and wait. Smart person, say, okay, I'm getting a $1.5 million loan that they're going to write off for my business. I better do something business related with the money. No. Let's buy the Lamborghini. Let's buy a second house. Let's buy diamond rings. Let's pay off our child support. Let's get our side chick a car. And the bank comes back and says, it's $1.5 million. Went to a Porsche to somebody named Candy. Oh, 3 years in jail. 3 years in jail. It's a system. Do you know how to play the system? Did he play the system for a while? Let's catch it up with him. He's black. Trump continues to play the system. Biden plays the system. They all play the system. Attorneys. Why? Trump hasn't paid taxes in what? 40 years. Attorneys. Can't get them on it. Why? Because they follow the tax law. Use the tax laws for the rich. If you're smart, use the tax law. Tax law. Oh, I got a business. I write everything off. You made $10 million last year. $9 million went into the business. And then the other five, I did $500,000 worth of charity. Oh, don't have to pay nobody no more. Tax laws for the rich. Scammers. That's the difference. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. It's in sports, too. That's why you see J.J. McCarthy trying to go top five. What? There's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there that say you're top five. Is that my mom called? That is my mom. She had a way to say it. Top five. There's nothing there. There's literally nothing there that says top five. Nothing at all. Top two, top three. I'm hearing top two now. It's nothing except these executives, they look at J.J. McCarthy and wish they was like him when they were in college. They want their son to look like. Big, tall, handsome, white guy. Perfect. They'll never learn. They'll never, never learn. And like I said, I hope it works out. If he get drafted number two, I'll be bails out. I'll be turned into Joe Montana. I really go to the Commanders. I hope he does a great job. Go to Patriots. Hope he does a great job. If he goes to Minnesota, there's no excuse. You got Justin Jefferson there, Jordan Addison. No excuse. No excuse. You're good to go. So I hope it works out for him. But now we know the difference between people. We know the difference between the rich and the poor, the black and the white, and the woman and the man and the sports star and the athlete and the homeless person and the 9-to-5er and all this. Use your brain. And someone told me when I was a little kid, I remember I got in trouble. And I wasn't using my words well. And I'll never forget the lesson that I was told that day. They said, call me Bobby, or Little Robert. They said, your brain, use your brain. It's a tool.